Thank you for tuning in to KTIK.com and the Ticket app. We do not have the rights to stream the current programming. Please tune to 93.1 FM KTIK, or if you have 15 minutes, listen to the most exciting parts of the 2007 Fiesta Bowl with Boise State and Oklahoma.
Boise State backs against the wall. Sobranski might be the last play of his career. Back to pass. Sets up. Fires. Caught.
Oh! Hook and lateral in the block, and you're going to score.
Barnett!
And Rabb is in for the touchdown. They caught it. The hook and lateral, and the Broncos have scored. And an extra point will tie it up. Oh, baby! 7 seconds left to go. James Bond on the clock. 007. Oh, wow. My goodness. Oregon State went for two and won the ball game. Boise State's going to kick the extra point.
They go one. They like their momentum and their chances.
The hook and lateral. Unbelievable.
Old school, baby.
That's what you call it. Bob Stoops stunned on the sideline. Anthony Montgomery needs to make this kick. The pass complete for 30 yards. The lateral for the other 20. Montgomery on to try the PAT. It's up. It is good. And we're tied with 7 seconds left. 35-35. Oh, boy. We'll hold it here.
Give it another shot, Paul Jay. It's all time, all day for
Bryson
Gerard.
Bryson James, and he lateraled it to Gerard Rabb, and Rabb outran the secondary for the touchdown.
What a gutsy call. Flawless execution.
On fourth down and 20.
Just great execution by some kids who probably worked at this thousands of times. That's gutsy. Great play calling.
Unbelievable. Carl Benson's here. He can't take it. He's going down to the field.
That's great discipline, though. I think Boise State makes those kinds of plays because they spend the time in the summer and the spring, and they make the practice perfect. And that's
what
happens.
How you feel right now,
Paul Jay? What a great performance by the Broncos. Gutty, they came here to show the football world that they could play, and they certainly have done it. And regardless of the outcome now, this has been one great, great performance by the Broncos. I'm extremely, extremely proud, and now we can just pull it off in overtime, huh? Let's do it.
Chris Peterson thinks so. Boise State now will kick off. 7 seconds to go in regulation, Paul Jay.
They'll dribble this one out there,
yeah,
I think.
Exactly. You'd think you'd just put it in center field. Just dribbling
it
down.
It's dribbling down the field. The clock will be running out here. There's the ball picked up by Oklahoma, and down the runner goes. An up man at the 40-yard line. We're going to overtime.
Welcome back. University of Phoenix Stadium. Jeff Caves and Paul Jay Schneider. Somewhat in a sense of stunned amazement as
overtime.
Everybody goes to overtime. The satellite companies go to overtime. The networks go to overtime. And the country is in overtime, tuned in to this football game. Right now, you realize, on the East Coast, very late.
Yeah, it is.
So it's 12:40 at night.
People will be sleepy at work tomorrow. And Boise State, again, elects to start on defense as they won the coin toss to start overtime. And the teams will take it from the 25-yard line. And we'll have normal drives from the 25. If you score a touchdown and kick the extra point, that's great. And then after two, you have to go for two. But the Broncos would like to hold them to a field goal or to nothing and then score a touchdown or a field goal, whatever, to win it. But the Broncos have elected to go on defense first, as most people do, in overtime.
You know, and just looking at the momentum of the second half, Oklahoma's ability to throw or run and use their 6'5 receiver, I have to give them the edge right now because Boise State's offense, outside of that one play, PJ, has not really delivered the goods. Dryson James has delivered today.
Yeah.
Two touchdown catches, that huge catch and the ladder throw to Gerard Rabb is big time. We can't see that Oklahoma Fiesta Bowl hasn't had an overtime that we're aware of.
Nope. All right, here we go. Hand off Adrian Peterson. Peterson has room at the 20, the 15, the 10. And he's into the end zone for the touchdown on one play. Oh, boy. Adrian Peterson, a 25-yard touchdown run.
That didn't take long.
No.
So they'll just go with one and say, okay, match that.
Well, Boise State knows what they got to do now. They got to score a touchdown. As Adrian Peterson, a little slant play, went 25 yards for the score.
Now, I mean, you can hold a good man down, but not for long.
Boy, he got a heck of a block and a missed tackle by Gerald Alexander, and that was that.
And Corey Hall tried to make the tackle and just couldn't do it as Oklahoma now lines up, Paul Jay, for a one-point conversion.
Yep. Here comes a snap. The kick is on its way. It's up. It's good. So the score now, 42-35, Oklahoma. Timeout on the field. We'll be back. Boise State will have the ball after these words on the Allstate Broncos Sports Network. Well, the Broncos have practiced that hook and lateral, but that's a play that runs once and works once.
Yeah, you got to grind it out and earn some things here.
Oh, Vinny Peretta is in there at tailback. This could mean some trickery, the former quarterback. Man in motion is Lau. There's the pitch to Peretta. He wanted to throw it back, and he couldn't, but he's inside the, well, he's back to the line of scrimmage.
Wanted to throw it back to Z.
Yep.
For whatever reason, decided didn't. Not to. He had the play there should he want to go to it.
So now second down and 10 yards to go. Boise State here in overtime against Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl at the 25 with Oklahoma leading 42-35.
I wonder if that play just wasn't a little too greedy, you know, going for the trickery one more time.
Yep. Dryson James, Legadu Nene, and Rabb all right to the left. Now Rabb in motion left to right. Zabransky rolling out. Turns, throws back, caught. There's room to run for Schumann. Vaults a man at the 25, knocked down at the 22. Looks like the play was going to go, but simply not a fast-footed guy, Schumann. And down he went, and the Broncos now with 3rd and 8.
Well-designed play, and just too much pursuit angles for Oklahoma. And ran down, like you said, a guy that's really not the fastest guy in the open field. But Boise State definitely has two more shots at this and may start concerning themselves more with getting a first down rather than getting it in the end zone.
Yeah, they need 8 for the first down. Oklahoma, boy, they got 9 in a box. Now they back off a little bit. Broncos call signals. Back to pass to Bransky. Has time. Fires. Caught. Again, it's Schumann inside the 15. First down, Boise State.
That worked.
Yeah, worked good. Broncos with a first down, keeping their hopes alive here in overtime.
There's a kid that comes back and makes two huge catches. Had a big one in the Fort Worth Bowl, a one that didn't work out against Boston College. But right here, he comes up pretty big. And, boy, is he going to have a very difficult couple of shoes to replace when Chris Peterson goes to say, okay, who can play like Derek Schumann?
Yeah. Out of the huddle comes Boise State. Line of scrimmage is the 14. First and 10, Broncos. Zabransky calling signals. Childs wide to the left. Man in motion. Back to pass. No, they hand it off. Peretta, and he's down near the 10-yard line, a gain of about 4.
You know, Vinny Peretta's always involved in some kind of chicanery, and it's not worked out today. There hasn't been one play to him that's worked. And they're showing confidence in going to him in certainly the most critical of situations.
Schumann, Johnson, Rabb, Putnam all come back in for Boise State.
Legadu out. Surprised that Leg's not getting an opportunity to make a play here.
Rabb wide to the right. James wide to the left. Second down and 8. Zabransky hands it off. Ian Johnson, and he's down close to a first down at the 4. I think he might have it.
Huge call. Great run. Big blocks on the right side as, I mean, Woodruff just collapsed his man, and the only guy that saved the day again was Rufus
right.
Alexander.
And then just powered his way down. Third down and a yard to go. Broncos shift around. Zabransky calling signals. They need a touchdown on his drive. They hand it off. Ian Johnson, I don't know if he made it or not.
Called him down.
He was down. He did fumble the football, but after he was down.
Wow.
See where his forward motion is.
Not much.
So now here we go. Fourth down. The Broncos, noses bloodied, hanging on the ropes here late in this heavyweight match. Oh. That might have been a fumble. No, his knee's down. His knee was down. his knee was down way back. That's why they marked the ball back there.
You know, in these situations, typically they've gone quick snap and snuck Jared Zabransky. They're going to think about it now because it's a fourth and two.
Yeah, it's not just the yard. Boise State's going to take a timeout. His knee was down, obviously. They can review this play till the cows come home. His knee was down before it fumbled.
But it gives Boise State just another opportunity to sit back and think about, okay, what's Oklahoma expecting us to do?
And what can we do?
And then what can we do? Can we execute that? What kind of goal line plays do we have left to dial up? And remember, against Boston College last year, BSU had a lot of success running it down and then went to the pass. And there were people that said, why don't you continue running it? And the answer from Chris Peterson, the offensive coordinator at the time, was we ran out of plays.
Yeah, we just simply ran out.
We did not have any more great run plays. Now, BSU so far in the evening has had 64 snaps overall. They've run the ball 35 times for only 110 yards.
Yeah.
So you can't say the run game has what, you know, has got them here.
No, not at all. The run play kept minute in the second half, and nobody is left here. This is a tremendous ball game, and 42-35 in overtime.
But if I'm throwing the ball, I'm probably looking for a matchup that I can win, and that tells me Legadu Nene. That's the guy that I would like to think would be in the game at this time to be able to get a pass. I don't know that I would run the ball.
Not sure you got a two-yard run with nine guys in the box. Play action, maybe throw it on the outside. The Broncos are on the far hash mark.
Or put Z in that situation to roll to his right. You know, to roll to his right and make his own decision on whether he needs to run or throw for it.
All right, the play was, as we told you, he was down, Ian Johnson.
Now, BSU hustles to get out there, and the more they can catch Oklahoma sleeping, the better off they are. They've run that diamond package, you know, off to the right or left.
Yep. Ian Johnson comes out of the lineup. Now a bunch of horses are coming out onto the field to keep the fans in the off the field.
And I don't think Oklahoma will be storming the field.
No. Broncos out of the huddle.
If they did, it'd be a big compliment.
Yep, this is a ball game right here. Fourth down and two.
To the shotgun.
Boise State and the shotgun.
Oh, my gosh. Vinny Peretta, quarterback.
Yep.
Z in motion.
Peretta is the quarterback. The ball is snapped. Peretta rolling to the right. Fires. Got a man out there. Touchdown, Boise State. Oh, mama. Great catch again, Derek Schumann, 19-91, and the Broncos have moved to within one at 42-41.
Now, what was I saying about Vinny Peretta?
Everything works when Vinny's in there.
Everything he touches turns to gold.
Oh, great pass by Peretta to Schumann, and a nice catch, nice concentration by Shuey. Threw it right over the top. Schumann just reached up, made the catch.
PJ, that... what you saw right there, to me...
Broncos are going for two.
Derek Schumann did not catch the ball. He caught the kitchen sink. Now what have they got left?
They're going for two.
As he comes up quickly, they go for the win here. This is the season.
All right, Broncos going for two. Here we go. 42-41, Oklahoma. And timeout taken by Oklahoma.
Now they may rethink it.
Yeah, they had them.
Well, they may have. They may still stay with the strategy. I think that Coach Pete is looking at his play calls, Paul, and saying, okay, we know we're not going head up and getting it done. We're going with all kinds of tricks, and we're running out. So we better get it over with here because we're almost out of place.
Yep. Well, Oregon State did this earlier this year and won, or earlier this week in bowl season, and won their bowl game 29-28, went for two.
What an unconventional, you know, series of play calls here at the end that finally got some momentum going.
Isn't it funny? Because Oklahoma, one play, 25-yard run by Adrian Peterson. That's their stock and trade. Boise State comes out, smoke and mirrors. Schumann's involved on four of the six plays.
I just think it's safe to say that at times, I don't know that I've ever been there in anything I ever do, but you're pushed to your limit. And I think Boise State's offense has been pushed to the absolute limit of what they're capable of doing tonight. And they're saying, this is it, guys. We've got one more play in us, and then we're totally exhausted, and it's over. One way or the over, this is it.
Broncos are going for two. Well, they'll talk about this for years to come, no matter how this play comes out.
Take it away, Paul J.
Boise State out of the huddle, trailing 42-41, going for a two-point conversion from the three-yard line. And it's a fake play, and they're going to score! Ian Johnson! They rolled the ball to Ian Johnson, and he scored! They left it down on the field. Zabransky faked the pass. Johnson picked up the ball and ran it in for a touchdown. And the Broncos have won the Fiesta Bowl. Can you believe it? Boise State on a trick play, another trick play. Zabransky faked the pass, and the Broncos are the Fiesta Bowl champions. They are 13-0, and Boise State 13-0 on the season, and they'll be a top five team at the end of the year, and they have defeated the Oklahoma Sooners in an absolute genius coaching job by Chris Peterson.